this morning. So we just have two items on the agenda. And we do have three of our regular members here. Well, two of our regulars and one of our alternate members here. So we'll get that on the minutes. First of all, we're looking at the minutes for February 11th, 2026. I think those were sent out to everybody. Any comments on those minutes from our last meeting?
No.
I'll just say it. I don't remember what the minutes were exactly.
Okay.
They did get sent out. I can pull them up.
Yeah.
But if I had comments, I would have left them.
Okay. Well, if anybody'd like to make a motion on those minutes, we can move forward.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Vote from our members.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Next item is we've had a series of meetings with the homestead, different buildings. So we looked at the activity center. That was the last meeting.
That's right.
And we got that one finalized. It's moving forward. And we looked at in this last phase of the homestead, we had the cottage, the apex cottage building that we looked at last time. So we've got the single family homes, and there's five of these single family homes. And to access these, you actually go through the links. There's an easement that was recorded with the original developer of the links. So that's why they're accessed through the links. There's this bottom southeast corner is where these five units are located. And we've got three different designs. So one and three are the same design, and then two and four are the same design, and then five is a different design. And so we've got three different building types we're looking at today.
Michael, if you wouldn't mind, just for one second here, I'm thinking of access just for a moment here, especially since we have Marty with us here representing the links. So at the very bottom, you see the road that comes into it. It comes to a T, and then you turn left to get to the houses right there.
Yeah.
So right now, we're turned left at the T. That's a dead end presently.
So the road has been built now. So I'm not sure if it's been paved, but it's there. It's not paved yet, but it's ready to be paved this spring.
Okay.
And this was anticipated
long time ago.
Back in 2008 with the original master plan.
Okay, so it dead ends at the circle where the fifth house is there. If you turn right and go down to the bottom, that goes into the condominium units, but I don't think that's a through street that's gated there. Is that right?
Way down here there's a gate.
So this plan has no impact on that gate or that egress and entrance down to the bottom there?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your understanding too, Martin? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, this is also an older site plan. You know, there's those little parking spots shown in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And those don't exist or will not be put in.
Okay.
I know those were noted on a previous meeting, so.
Like a planning meeting?
Yeah, there's no plan for those to be put in. Those were, I don't know how those got there, but.
Yeah, I think Paul Berg included those at some point, figuring planning on some visitor parking is what it is, but since this access is only for those five homes, they're required to have two parking stalls each, which would be in the garage, and then they have their driveway, and so there really wasn't a need for those visitor stalls, and the worry was somebody would go and park in those visitor stalls and try to access the cottage units, where the cottage units have to be accessed from the parking area, and so it was probably better just not to include those parking
stalls. And the cottage units are 28, 29.
Yeah, those are the apex units that are accessed from the property. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I'll make a comment. Is that my loud?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, those three parking spots, the HOA is divided on that, whether, you know, we should keep them there or not. And I spoke to Ben about it, because since they have their driveway for parking and no other place to park because of the narrowness of the road, there's concern that if there's not parking, this cul-de-sac is going to push out into our subdivision. We're discussing that with him, and it seemed to really, we could go either way,
which we don't, want them to do. Yeah.
Right.
Does the homestead, I mean, we're just here to look at the design of the buildings, I think, but not to discount your concerns, but
I just brought it up.
I'm curious, does the homestead allow night parking on the road, or will they monitor road parking, and is that...
I don't know. I mean, they could. Yeah. This is the only part of the homestead that sort of has its own road.
Own access.
Yeah. The rest of it is fully...
Couldn't the homestead put a sign and say no street parking?
And there really can't be street parking, because we've reduced that width down to 20 feet. Yeah. Fire access is 20 feet. So there cannot be any parking on that road.
Yeah, I think that's great. A sign, and then the staff just...
Seems pretty easy.
Yeah.
And there's no parking even in the cul-de-sac without those spaces. Like, there's just no parking anywhere.
Yeah, there really should be parking.
Right.
Because it's a dry round.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you could see somebody trying to park there because it's a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, somebody will
like
park
normal,
there.
But, but there needs to be a sign that says no parking in your lane. And,
That'd be a great way to monitor it or enforce it, you know?
Okay, and then we have these renderings, and I'll let Brandon talk through these renderings. So I actually put these ones first, the ones that are the colored images. So if you want to talk about those, that'd be great. These are 1 and 3, just so you can reference. Yeah, so the bottom one and then the middle one.
Yeah, exactly. So the 1 through 4, the homes that are kind of right next to each other, they're the same floor plan, but then the exterior features are adjusted. And so this is, for example, 1 and 3, like I said, where we've done like something. So if you know the architecture of the homestead, like the style that we're following, it's this theme of, generally it's this theme of older and newer architecture, but still like modernized. So that's why, especially, for example, on this home, the top left image shows the idea of kind of like an older stone building that was cut out and put this modern glass corner in, you know? So it makes it really kind of a special entrance. And then the right image shows the front doors, and there's kind of like a seating area, kind of a courtyard in the front, because there's views out the front and the back. And kind of one of the major things of these homes is that there is amazing views towards the golf course on the back of the homes, or at least these 1 through 4, and then also towards the valley on the east side, for the most part. And so we've designed these with large windows, taking advantage of the beautiful views, and then creating spaces for people to congregate in the front, you know, sit outside in the front and the back, under the porches. You can see on the bottom left is the back looking at the golf course, so big windows, and then the opportunity for these larger decks up high and down low, for taking advantage of those views. So this is the 1 and 3, and I guess if you want to switch, then we can as well come back. So this is 2 and 4 essentially. So same floor plan, you can see that there's similarities, but we've changed materials and a little bit of the massing and the roofs so that they feel a little bit different. And again, large windows, decks, views, places for the people to sit in the front and the back. And mainly we're mixing materials. And these are similar materials used on the rest of the homestead. So they're like this darker black wood siding, the stone, the exposed timber.
Oh, that siding is wood.
Black windows.
Cool.
That siding is metal, but it's a wood look. Yeah.
These are single family, right? Because that looks like it's split there.
Yeah. Yeah. Where would you? Oh, that, no, that's just a
map. That's just a chimney.
Just a wall, yeah, like a chimney wall. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So these, and so this is a unique house. So this is number 5, which has a view over the valley at the back, which is that bottom image where they have large, big decks, and they can see the whole valley. And then at the front, it feels more like a traditional sort of farmhouse style home. Has a porch on the front as well to kind of give it that sort of quaint, more farmhouse, rural feeling. And then it expands to the back a little bit more modern and expansive. So similar materials. And there's some large massing walls with stone. So this home is about 5,900 square feet, I think, is what it ends up being. It's on the floor plans. But then the other homes, 1 through 4, are about 5,100 square feet, I want to say. So this one's a little bit bigger, but good size, generous homes. Now these, like the other products, like the eightplexes, they're bought, you know, they're purchased, but then they're put into the leasing pool of the hotel. So the hotel leases them, takes care of them. They're fully furnished, fully equipped for a guest to live there, or not live there, to stay there. But then there's a certain amount of weeks per year, I think maybe like 20 or something, that the owner could stay there and use it. So
are these in that rental pool too?
Yes,
these are.
Yes. These are. Yep.
All these are.
Okay. Yeah, so they're designed, you know, they're designed as a fully functioning home. Like you could fully move in and live in this, but it's really going to be pre-finished or furnished and then rented in the hotel pool for a certain amount of the year. So, and yeah. So that's 5. And then here's a picture of the materials used, which are, again, very similar, if not the same exact materials used on the other buildings in the homestead. And have any of you been and looked at recently at the construction at the homestead?
Yeah.
So you have to see, because there's, you can see the stone, the metal. It's looking really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you also have the elevations on here as well?
Yeah, I do.
Oh yeah, here we go. So here's the floor plans. So of course the roof plans are included. There's no, you know, rooftop equipment, you know, no mechanical equipment on the roofs to be shown at all. There will be some, you know, just regular residential condenser units on the side, and we'll screen those to be not viewed from front or back, because we don't want guests to either to see those as well. So yeah, designed to not have any equipment showing, and of course the primary views are the front and the back of the home. So the sides have, if there are windows, they're very minimal or they're up high for light, for natural light. And then yeah, so here's the elevations. It's definitely challenging to depict materials in color on elevations, but there you go. So we've got a variety of stone and siding, and then the roof shape. So if, yeah, so this is 1 and 3, and then if you can flip it, you can see it's basically the same design or similar design, but we've changed up materials and some of the roof planes and things like that. So it feels like a little bit different home. It's not super critical that they are totally different homes, because you know they're put in the rental pool of the hotel. And these are a guest house for somebody to stay at, so.
Is the wood all the same? Like that wood facade, is that all the same? It looks like there are two different colors.
Are you talking about the lighter?
Yeah, there's like a lighter one and a darker one. That may just be the rendering.
Oh, there's shadows. Yeah, there's shadows showing. They're just, yeah.
Cool.
And then, of course, you can see that there's timber, like posts and beams. Yeah. You can see, but those are lighter,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I think the wood looks good, like those beams and stuff.
There's always the challenge with dark siding of the home not feeling too dark, but the stone and the wood really lightens it up. And then, like if you go today and walk around the condos that have all this dark siding, the windows and the stone make it not feel, it doesn't feel dark, like dark and gloomy. Yeah, this is house 5, which is kind of flipped on the plan essentially. So the top of the page is, you know, the cul-de-sac side, and the south is the, or the bottom of the page is the view, and those eightplex cottage type units sit right here. So these are, there's essentially, there's like an outdoor area right here that this kind of connects to, and then of course all the views that way.
Yeah, so these all need to meet the 35-foot height restriction from measured from natural grade, and so that'll be part of the review process for the building permits for them.
Do you have that the image in there of the height? Yeah, there you go, the bottom. The bottom two drawings, the sections there, we show the natural grade and the height requirement. So that's our guide. And the home one, the first house that's the furthest south, has the most grade change happening. So that's the one on the right. So that's sort of our worst case scenario. And then as we go uphill towards the north, you know, the garages come up closer to the house. So house one is our worst case scenario as far as the height goes.
Okay.
And then of course house number five on the left is a total walkout basement. So it's kind of the reverse. But yeah, so we meet that requirement. And we'll verify it with grading, you know.
Yeah, we'll have an elevation certificate that's required with the building permit, and that'll show that it's 35 feet from natural grade or less.
Question. So on number one, I thought number one was going to kind of be set down in because of the grade. It was going to be set down in based on retaining. There was a concern about retaining.
Yeah, so what we are doing with home number one is... So the garage is set down the lowest because of access, you know.
Right.
But we actually have dropped that a couple feet, and on the golf course side, there'll be a retaining wall that puts that house down. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is set down a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't show. It might actually show on our section. No, not really. It's cut off. But yeah. So house one and two, somewhere in there is when the retaining wall will stop. So those homes are set down a little bit to make that work. Yeah. Yep.
Would you like me to go back to these ones, show the materials and colors a little better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like those wood porch beams. Pretty cool.
Yeah. It looks like we're matching the theming that we've got throughout the homestead, so using the same materials, same design.
Yeah, mostly the roofs in the homestead metal, like these.
Yeah. Yeah, all the new buildings and some of the other ones that are being redone. Yeah, I don't know.
Discussion.
Just a question. So these are not part of the links. These are homesteads, so there's no affiliation with the links homeowners association.
Correct.
No approval required, anything like that then?
Yeah, I don't think there's any kind of approval required. Okay. We've sought each other's input on, you know, the use and the access, because we definitely have to have guests drive through the links. So there's been an established agreement already about, you know, the units and that they're there, and you know. But the homestead's very conscious of the Lynx neighborhood, and they've met together multiple times, and so whenever we're designing stuff or talking about lighting, even, that's another thing, right? Lighting, we're cognizant of the neighbors who are close by and making sure we're not having too bright a light shining down in their properties. Or there is, you know, there's a home right to the east. There's actually two homes, but that are really close to this. And so same thing, is we're very cognizant of not having light spread, and, you know, just being good neighbors, you know. So
I need to drive up there and look at it. Is the Lynx property set down a little bit? Is it lower elevation?
Yeah, towards us. If you go back to the site plan, so yeah, you're going uphill. So
okay. Yeah. I just didn't know
this is
on the north side it dropped.
Yeah, this is pretty low, and that's why this house has a lot more like retaining happening.
Yeah.
You're going uphill, and then you're pretty high. And then like this is a walkout basement, so it's actually going downhill, pretty steep down to the course.
So where's the closest house?
There's one right here. Yep,
oh, there's one right there.
Yep.
So how do they get to that house?
Yeah, that one's not in the Lynx. It's just a neighboring house.
Oh,
it's actually that's in Swiss Creek Planting
Swiss
Development.
Creek.
Yeah.
I think their driveway is right here.
Yeah, it
there
is.
There's a property line.
Right? Yeah, so that doesn't mesh the actual property line that's there. There was a plat amendment a few years ago that adjusted that line.
Yeah, Yeah.
So we do need to make sure we're 30 feet away from that adjacent property line.
Yep. So there's we've had that noted that from your meeting.
Yeah.
We're gonna make sure we have that adjusted properly so we have the right distance.
Yeah, there's three more homes in Swiss Creek that are going to be built, one here, here, and here. So those are the last ones in this area that's going to be built. Then the Lynx is here. So these homes are closest. And then these ones are across the fairway, and that's where your home is located, right over here. Yeah.
I mean, maybe that was existing, but it seems to be a lot of plant material between, say, the Lynx and house one or something.
Yeah.
If that's taken out, will that be replanted or, you know?
So I think a lot of those trees, I think, are gone at this point. They need to replace every tree taken with two.
Times two.
And I think they're actually going close to three trees per every one that's taken out. But I have a feeling some of those are gone.
Yeah.
I guess you could tell us, are they there or not?
Are you talking about the trees?
Between home one?
Yeah, just...
like over here around the forest?
Those ones there.
There's a lot of trees that went out right there.
And there's still a bunch of trees. There still are a bunch of trees. Well, some trees straight through here.
Yeah. Between number one and the driveway there was just there was a fence line that was just trash trees and stuff. All those are gone, so... that's another thing that they've offered to work with us on is when they get ready for a landscaping plan to, you know, work with us on that.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, the property is going to be a Marriott Autograph property, and that's the course as well. So, you know, the intent is to definitely make it a nice place, nice trees, nice landscaping, high end. So it'll be nice, yeah. And it's for the brand, it has to be. So that's what's happening.
Well, I don't have any questions. I think visually and architecturally, it matches anything else we've seen.
I agree.
Your home said, I don't have any issues. I don't know if we're ready for a vote or not, but any other questions?
Not for me.
Okay, I think we're ready for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the drawings of, houses 1 through 5.
Yeah, I second that motion.
I'm in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming in just to see us.
Yeah.
Now the key question, what's the price point going to be on this?
I was going through those numbers.
Way bigger than...
I say 5.
Yeah,
I actually don't know. You know,
4 to 5 million, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Yeah.
It's for sale.